The gospel reading this morning is from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, located on page 1515 of your pew Bible. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, help us this hour to slow down, to be aware of our bodies, to be aware of your presence. Allow the words of my mouth be pleasing to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, recently, I had a pair of pants that I really I fell in love with. They were this awesome brown. Oh, they're such great pants. And of course, what happened? I was eating something, and there's just this giant stain on the pants, and it like grease stain. It's not coming out. And I tried hard. I tried really hard to get the stain out. I thought, all right, well, I love this pair of pants. So I want to get this exact pair of pants. I want the exact same pair, same size, same color. So Ann goes, well, Gray, I'm going to the outlets. And I go, all right, well, let me take some pictures of these pants. And I'm going to send them to Ann. And she's going to go out. And you know what she's going to do? She's going to go right into the store. And she's gonna go in and she's gonna look at the pictures. She's gonna go, oh yeah. She's gonna go up and there's gonna be a place where she's just gonna go pull them right off the shelf, go right to the cashier and go, I want these pairs of pants. Do you think that happened? I don't know what's up with Banana Republic. I don't know what their strategy is. All right. All I know is that when she goes into Banana Republic to get me that exact pair of pants, well, guess what? That exact pair of pants no longer exists as far as they're concerned. Not only does that color not exist, the cut no longer exists. So what does she do? She brings me home like 7 or 8 different pairs of pants for me to try on. You're going to like these just as much as you like these, Gray. So what do? You know, I put the pants on. You know what you do. Guys do this all the time. They put pants on. They do a couple karate kicks to see. See how they feel, you know. They fit right, you know. And the first question Ann has is, how do they feel? How do they fit? And if they don't fit right, where do they go? Right back to the store. And this is true for shoes, right? Shoes don't fit. Take them back to the store. If you go to the mattress store and you're trying out your mattresses, and one of those mattresses feels sorry, you don't buy it, right? Now, we're very comfortable with understanding that certain things fit us properly in clothes and shoes and mattresses. But for some reason in our lives, we often take on responsibilities that either are a bad fit for our gifts or our lives, or are too much for us to handle. We cram our lives full of stuff as if the minute we slow down, our lives will fall apart. And this leads us to force fit things into our lives that we never should have said yes to in the first place. What's one more date added to the calendar? I can handle it. Busy's what I do. I can make it work. And enough of this, you eventually start to feel like your schedule controls you instead of the other way around, like you're being chased by a giant boulder, Indiana Jones style, and that's your schedule coming. Ah! That's what it starts to feel like. Your schedule controls you instead of the other way around. And it gets so bad that you have to, that you, when you do have a moment to catch your breath, all you want to do is sleep or eat ice cream straight out of the tub instead of reflecting on where you have been and where you are going. Now, I'm not saying taking a long nap and eating ice cream right out of the tub is a bad way to spend an afternoon. But what I am saying is that it's not exactly an opportunity for you to reflect on where you have been and where you are going. We often find ourselves in the wrong tempo, in a toxic schedule that sucks away our energy and our life, instead of a tempo that fills us with passion and joy. We are out of step with our best possible lives, not listening to our bodies or our brains, pushing through their calls to stop for a minute. Catch up. Process all that is going on and all that has happened. So what is the right tempo for our lives? How might we rearrange our schedules, our priorities, so that we are more consistently energized, filled with joy, instead of feeling like we always and forever are running on empty? When the book of Matthew was written, the burgeoning Christian community was trying to figure out how they might find the right tempo for their life together. Now, you know, might know this, but they were not the typical Roman citizens worshiping the Roman gods, so they didn't quite belong with that world. And while they had much in common with Judaism, they also felt like they were suffocating under the intense religious obligations demanded by the Pharisees and the scribes. This is what Jesus means when he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens." He's talking about the religious obligations that were being placed on the people at the time. So overbearing. Jesus here is offering a new way forward, using this metaphor of taking on his yoke to help his listeners understand what that means. Now, go ahead and hit the next slide, Sean. This is a yoke. Now, a city boy like me has to learn these kinds of things. Maybe many of you already know what the heck these things are. A yoke was kind of the dress pants of the ancient world. They went on to fit well on their animals. Now, what did these animals, what did a yoke do? A yoke was something that you would bound two animals together. Oftentimes, when they were trying to train a younger animal, a newer animal, they would pair this veteran animal with the other one so that that animal may learn what farming procedures are done on that farm, to pull a plow or other types of farming equipment. So when Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you," he is actually referring to this exact situation. Bound yourself to me. Yoke yourself to me. Right? Learn my patterns. Learn my way of life. Follow my tempo. And what was Jesus' tempo in the book of Matthew? We know that he always stressed human needs over religious obligations. Human needs, physical, spiritual. If you have to break the Sabbath to feed or heal people, do it. Yet Jesus is also getting away from the crowds, creating space away from the action so that he might pray and reconnect with his purpose. The human side of Christ needed rest. He needed opportunities to recharge, reflect on what was happening and where he was going. And the best example of this is Jesus' time in the Garden of Gethsemane. In order to carry out his mission, Jesus needed breaks. Jesus' tempo was full of hard work, grace, forgiveness, and rest. And it was this rest that enabled his body to take on what he did, to face the mess, to face the challenges of this world, and act with unconditional love through it all. And you need to take note of this, right? I always tell people, like, if you are not rested, you cannot offer your best self to the world. If you are always saying yes and you're never saying no, you are not able to present your best self to the world as you would like. And you all know this. When you're frustrated, when you're tired, when you're hangry, hungry and angry, that's not the best self, right? You all know that. It comes out all the time in our lives together. We know that we're not able. We need to take rest. We need to take breaks. You are diminishing the light of God if you are not taking care of yourself. You will not only be in danger of losing your direction in life, but you will also be in danger of losing your sense of self. So when you're able to take on the yoke of Christ, a life filled with intention, gratitude, and grace, and binding yourself to that tempo, our lives will take a different shape. Busyness will no longer be the goal, but rather filling your schedules with things that bring joy and energy. Now, here's the deal. You're always going to have things in your life that suck out your energy, all right? I don't even want you to know, I cannot stand doing my taxes. And I pay a person to do my taxes. The part of life that I don't like is getting the papers together to do my taxes. That's stressful enough for me. That sucks my energy out, right? But if I am intentional, if I have scheduled my life around doing things that bring energy, bring joy, it makes the things that suck energy out of my life, like taxes, a little bit easier to handle, right? What is the right tempo for your life? What are the things you should be spending your time on that you don't have time to do now because of your schedule? In verse 30, Jesus says, "For my yoke is easy." Now, the interesting thing about this word easy is that it's kind of a poor translation of the Greek word. The word actually in Greek, instead of easy, most commonly is referred to as useful, kind, or well fit. My yoke is useful. My yoke is kind to your life. My yoke is well fitted. This is the tempo God has made for us. Not one that exhausts us all the time or spreads toxic emotions all the time, but one that values hard work, grace, and intentional rest. This is the tempo of Jesus. And I ask you today to leave behind the busy just to be busy. Leave behind the constant dread of what you have to face when you wake up in the morning. And leave behind the crushing schedule. And so yoke yourself to the way of life that Christ offered us. And you will find that it is a good fit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.